Well, Vanuatu's been hit by one of the strongest recorded storms to ever make landfall on the tiny Pacific nation, forcing the government to suspend coronavirus social distancing measures for evacuees. Tropical Cyclone Harold packed winds of up to 250 kilometres per hour, making it the strongest storm to hit Vanuatu in 5 years and the strongest one ever to make landfall on the nation's largest island. Phone lines are mostly down this morning, but this is what Luganville MP Matai Seremaia told RNZ yesterday.
All the shops are damaged. They can't move at the moment because all the water, the rivers are overflowing. They can't move to Luganville or anything. But the crops are really damaged.
Now the cyclone is heading south towards Fiji. We can talk to weather forecaster Richard Green now. Hi there, Richard. Kia ora.
Good morning. Kia ora to you, Susie.
So Fiji is now in its sights. What are you expecting to happen to this cyclone?
Well, within the last half an hour or so, we've just had an update from the Fijian Meteorological Centre, and they've issued a new cyclone warning for parts of Fiji. Now, for those who know the area, this is the southern parts, the islands, Viti Levu, has now been locked into a hurricane warning scenario, as has Motuka, Vatua, Vetulili as well, and for those in the Pacific Harbour too. And Susie, I can just update you as well, the conditions at the moment. So a little further away is Suva, away from Cyclone Harold at the moment. But even though that's the case, currently 60 kilometre per hour winds from the north, gusting to 90. But Nandi's a little closer, about 175 kilometres away from the eye as it tracks southeast. And that's gusting around 100 kilometres per hour. Now, both of those centres are in a wind warning scenario. There are different levels. There's the gale force warning, the storm force warning, and also, as I mentioned, the hurricane force warning. So it is obviously very blustery, but Cyclone Harold at the moment is steady at 204 kilometres per hour and gusting, as you've mentioned there, 250. To give you an idea, New Zealand's highest ever wind gust was Mount Hutt. Think of the elevation there too, 252. So this is one very serious storm.
So what can Fiji expect and when?
Right, well, throughout today, very blustery conditions, especially the western parts of the island. For example, it seems to be that Nandi, just on the outskirts of the cyclone at the moment, should see a slow easing in the winds today, but a considerable rain. Vanuatu, before all was said and done, 400 to 500 millimetres of rain. That's what, say, Timaru and South Canterbury would see in a year. Now, the rain shouldn't be quite so soaking for Nandi. Suva, more likely to see showers, but thunderstorms in the mix too. So it is full on, but the good news is, Susie, if there is any good news with something like this, starting to pick up, Harold, in terms of how it's tracking. It's tracking southeast and now moving at 34 kilometres per hour. When it went over Vanuatu, it was around 10 to 12 kilometres per hour. So it's almost at three times the pace.
Is it tracking for a direct hit anywhere, or is it going to be largely offshore?
It's on the outskirts of the western parts of Fiji, but as it gets into the southern islands, they'll be close to a direct hit. The next area of concern will be Tonga tomorrow morning, but fingers and toes crossed as it tracks down into slightly cooler waters, we may see a weakening. At the moment, it's between Category 3 and Category 4. It's still, it may lower to Category 3, possibly Category 2, but we're still talking winds in excess of 175 kilometres per hour. So that's the next aim at this stage. As long as it remains on its current trajectory, these cyclones can wobble from time to time, but at the moment that's how it's shaping up.
But nonetheless, even if it's, say, a Category 3, that could still cause a fair bit of damage.
Oh, yes, considerable. In fact, Cyclone Pam a few years ago saw a lot of damage in the islands, and then it tracked south towards New Zealand. Didn't have the impact here, but we saw the results then of what that did. And not too dissimilar, it's passed at this point in time as well. So residents, whichever nation it is, will be on standby. But it's what's unusual here, Susie, is just to see, because we're not talking large countries in terms of size, But to have the different levels of wind warnings, then gales, then storm force winds, and then hurricane force winds, it shows the intensity of Cyclone Harold. Not a large cyclone, but once you're within its vicinity, boy, those winds really can whip up.
Thank you very much, weather forecaster Richard Green there.